Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Kiddush by day. Like we spoke at last time, there's a mitzvah derabbanan to make Kiddush before the day Suda. Now, the halacha is, just like Kiddush at night has to be makam Suda, the same thing, if you make Kiddush by day, you have to eat afterwards either bread or a mezainis, kezayis v'derechilas pras, in order to make the Kiddush b'makam Suda. The only way it's chal in the yaitzah mitzvah Kiddush is makam Suda. Now, just like the Kiddush at night, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything before Kiddush. The same thing, Kiddush by day. You're not allowed to eat or drink even water before you make Kiddush. And ladies are bechlal this iser, but ketanim, like we said, by night, ketanim, on the bas mitzvah, me'ikar adin, have no iser to eat. They're allowed to eat before Kiddush. They don't have this iser eating before Kiddush. But once they get close to 12 or 13 years old, they should start being mechanech them not to eat before Kiddush. Now we have to go into detail. What is pshat in this iser? What is this iser? When does this iser apply to eat before Kiddush? So first we're going to handle with men, and probably next year we will handle about ladies eating before Kiddush. Now, the Kiddush by day is only chal when you're allowed to eat a suda. That means the only time you have a chi of Kiddush is when you're allowed to eat a suda. But before Shacharis, you're not allowed to eat before Shacharis a suda. Therefore, there's no chiv kiddush yet before davening. And therefore, you're allowed to take a coffee or a drink of water before davening without making kiddush. Why? Because in Ali Yasuda, so there's no chiv kiddush. Therefore, you're allowed to take a drink of water or a coffee. But of course, you're not allowed to eat before davening, so therefore, it's not negated to eat a suda before davening. You're not allowed to eat the suda before davening. If you're allowed to eat a suda before davening, you have to make kiddush. So therefore, zok the bir halacha chiddush. The bir halacha says, someone who has a heter to eat the suda before davening, because he's a chayla, he's not feeling well, and he has a heter to eat bread or eat mezainis before davening, he has to make kiddush before davening. That's what Bir Halacha says. But Rav Moshe Feinstein and Tshuva says, of course the Mishmaru is right, but he says, it depends. If this chayla does not have to eat mezainis, baked mezainis, or bread, and he can suffice with just eating peiros or eating cooked mezainis, so then he does not have to make kiddush. Because that does not call the suda that's mechayev kiddush, and since he doesn't really have a heter to eat a bigger suda than this, so he's no chayev kiddush. Therefore, he's allowed to eat those things before kiddush. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings something similar from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that if he's going to eat less than a kazayis of baked goods, less than a kazayis in a big amount of time, he's not eating kazayis of day chilas pras. The same thing, it won't be a chayev kiddush because he doesn't have the heter to eat so much that will make it a chi of kiddush. And the Piskei Tshuva also writes a similar idea. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, a regular person, a healthy person, shouldn't eat before davening, and therefore he has no chi of kiddush, so he could drink coffee or take a drink before davening, and that's not a problem, he does not have to make kiddush. Even though, when you have a chi of kiddush, you're not allowed to drink anything. But here, it's no chi of kiddush yet, since you're not allowed to eat at this time. A chayla who has a heter to eat, so it depends. If he's someone who has to eat bread or baked goods, then he should make kiddush. If he's not such a big chayla and it suffices with him eating peiros or a very small amount of cake or baked mezainis, so then he will not have to make kiddush and he can eat that without making kiddush.